The real danger of Obamacare is not the cost. That's not going to be the issue. It's going to be the destruction of healthcare because bureaucrats will make the decisions that the doctors should be making with their patients. And what happened? The bureaucrats in Albany, Dr. Fauci in Washington, the bureaucrats in government made decisions that were completely wrong, that the doctors, for fear of losing their licenses under threat of termination, were forced to follow.
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, GovInGo Financial Guys, place where money meets politics. And we still talk radio, even though it's a podcast. But thanks for tuning in. And this, by the way, brought to you by our home and auto division. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. And it is Medicare season. I can tell you that the Buffalo office is ramping up crazy. So if you need help turning 65, 65 plus, need help with your Medicare, make sure you call us. But we, you know, throughout the week, we send each other a ton of stuff, Glenn. The violence. Let's start with the violence, because the crime in these left-wing hubs is, to me, just getting out of control. You know, one of the things Mike asked me this morning on the morning mics was, you know, do you think the liberals will get this now? Because this week alone, there's been multiple left-wing nut job folks that have been stabbed. This is the New York City, fatal New York City stabbing of a social justice activist, right? So, you know, this nut job didn't know that this guy was left wing, right wing. He just stabbed him, right? The guy was mentally ill, just stabbed him. I think it was Philadelphia.
Was he mentally ill, though, or was he just a criminal?
I think to be a criminal, you got to be mentally ill. But yeah.
Well, there are some people that are like legitimately like they're on the streets. Yeah. They should be in an institution, but they're mentally ill. There's other people that are just like, hey, I'm from Venezuela. I'm from El Salvador.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling
I'm just going to get your crap. Although I don't think this guy stole anything, right? He just stabbed him. Like, so.
Yeah, I don't know what he
just stabbed him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to break you up.
No, go ahead, Mike. I interrupted you, but I was saying to Marcy this morning, I'm like, you know, the sad thing is we used to say, you know, I know a lot of Venezuelans, you know, dying down here in Florida, there's a lot of Venezuelans, a lot of Cubans, good people, right?
Yeah.
Here's the difference. The next generation, though, when you see, like, I saw a video, find the video. I think you saw the video, right? Guy's 17, 18 years old. He's like, I'm from you know, Venezuela. I'm going to New York City. He's got gang tattoos everywhere.
Tattoos all over his face.
All over his face. You saw that, right? Yeah. So 17 years old, you have to remember, this kid has never experienced the benefits of the positives when Venezuela was a free country. Like, he doesn't.
That's right.
Like, you talk to a 45-year-old or a 50-year-old Venezuelan, they're like, oh, my God, we lost our country. They lost their country when they were 20 or 30.
He's been fighting to survive.
Whole time. Yeah.
He was the whole time. Yeah, he knows breaking into a zoo to try to get the animal. That's what he knows, right?
That's the life he knows. So now you're taking that kid now. You're putting him in New York City. What life does he know? What marketable skills does he have outside of eating out of a dumpster?
Well, when your entire face is a tattoo, you've got very few things that you can do.
Very few.
I'm not saying there's not things that you can't do, because I'm sure there's all kinds of labor. But you're basically wiping yourself out from half the workforce at that point.
Yeah. So here's your choice as an 18-year-old El Salvadorian or Venezuelan, right? You can work in a construction job, make good money, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year, pay $20,000 or more of that to the federal government, so you end up with half by the time you're done. Or you can get involved in one of these new organized gangs that are popping up in these major cities, where they're targeting luxury homes and breaking in. They're also targeting luxury yachts, and they're stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars that they fence on the black market. And you can make the same $100,000, except there's no taxes. There's no filing of anything. And
Workday's real short, right?
You're seeing these criminal gangs, organized criminal crime syndicates that are now moved here and are setting up in major cities across the country.
Yeah, they actually set up the online campaigns, right? So you can see it all. You know, they'll show you how it all plays out, right?
It's crazy.
They'll loot five stores. You were saying something about the yachts and the big homes.
Yep.
Here's what's happening, folks. This is what happens, right? Now, it's funny. I sent you this morning, Starbucks closing 7 downtown San Francisco stores.
Shocking.
So we already know that Walmart's closing in all these places. Target's closing in all these places.
Yeah.
The Starbucks are closing. So they have nothing left to rob now in some of these. They've gutted out. They've basically gutted out San Francisco, right? So where are you going to move?
You're
going to move to where the money is.
The Starbucks went from sensitivity training. Remember, 5 years ago, they had a black guy loitering in the place harassing customers that they called the police on. It ended up being a major. It was racism. They shut down all the stores across the country. Remember, and then they opened up a policy of anybody can use their bathroom, even homeless people policy. Then they had to walk that back. And
now they're all closed.
They'll just throw them in the towel.
Now they're all closed.
Karma.
But his question this morning, Mike, was, will they ever get it? And I said, Mike, I said, I know I've used this analogy a million times, but I think it's so very true. If you look at the school systems that they've run, and they've gone from 90, 100% graduation rates to 90 to 80 to 70 to 60, you would think at some point along the way that they would have been smart enough to figure it out. Now they're at 40%, and literally a hamster could graduate, right? I mean, if the hamster shows up in the classroom, that's a 40%, move on, right? So to answer the question, I don't think they're going to figure this out. I think the only way it happens truly is you have a structured bankruptcy and the social programs go away, and you're going to have massive, I mean, really, truly, you're going to have hubs that are Iraqi, you know, war zones.
Yeah, Philly.
I mean, it's going to get worse, by the way. Those war zones are going to get worse and worse. The drug will get worse. And the communities outside of that, if you've got a structured bankruptcy and they're not paying for all the social garbage anymore and the free welfare, they'll be able to have the good police officers. They'll be able to have the good walls, right?
The problem
property values will be expensive.
But the Democrats want those same crime-ridden places, you know, subsidized housing. They want them in your neighborhood.
They want them
in Lancaster. They want them in Elma. Yeah. That's what they want them.
To that point, this week, they are now issuing vouchers. So you can...
Sure. Yeah, why not?
And those vouchers, by the way, are not meant to say, you stay right where you are in this inner city that's already a piece of shit. You take this voucher and you give it to the landlord out in the suburbs and we'll pay your rent, right? And now it puts a landlord in a tough position. Okay, I can get guaranteed rent with these vouchers, right?
What if you don't take it? You're going to get accused of discrimination.
You'll be on the news.
Our very fair and honest Attorney General in New York State. Of course not.
That's right.
You think about this, though, Mike. So in Minnesota, we had the councilwoman, remember that? She advocated for no police, remember? And then she was carjacked in her driveway and violently assaulted. And
that's
she's on camera after with a bloody head going, I can't believe this happened to me. You advocated for no police.
That's right. They're the first ones, by the way, trying to get their phone for 911.
That's right.
First ones.
Where are these police officers? New York City, left-wing advocate, right, activist, stabbed to death, right? Left-wing activist. No police, no bail.
Doing all the things at the left.
When I say left-wing activists, these activists, let's talk about what they support. They support no bail because that's not fair.
Right.
They think that criminals are mistreated, so they want them back out in the streets, right?
Yeah.
They want less police because police are the problem, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do they get it? No. And then just yesterday or 2 days ago, you had a Democrat politician carjacked at gunpoint in D.C.
That's right.
It's insanity. In D.C. In D.C.
You're not safe in D.C.
Right.
Where the White House is.
The Capitol.
Right.
The Capitol.
We're the Capitol.
It's a crap hole. You know why? Because it was run by people like Muriel Bowser for years, right? It was run by corrupt left-wing politicians, right?
And to ask if they're going to get it, they're not going to get it. They still aren't talking about totally getting rid of cashless bail in states like this. They're
doubling down. There's been no conversation about that.
No.
Kathy's not talked about that. Kathy Hochul, I mean, honest to God, talk about a narcissistic moron. I mean, they get this kid rescued. Thank God. Hats off to the state troopers and the police that put this together. Great job in returning this child. Kathy Hochul, all the press stuff she does, there's not one picture of the family. It's all about her. Everything.
Yeah.
Prescott, I promised the family I'd get him back. Really?
Yeah, this
How
guy,
could
by
you
the way,
possibly do that? Which is totally untrue. But she made this whole episode, instead of praising the police and the good job, she made this whole thing about her.
How great she was.
Unbelievable. Yeah. What a she's truly stupid.
I think the guy had a rap sheet too. I think he was the guy, by the way, the guy that got stabbed in New York City, I bet Mike he flicked a red stripe. I said, we're both down in Florida, you know, that way we both win. This guy, when they find this guy, and they'll find him, he'll have a rap sheet as well. He will have been out on jail multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
He probably has already stabbed somebody. This is probably isn't his first stabbing. Why, by the way, we're not outraged and getting rid of knives is beyond me.
Well, the frustrating part is you can't defend yourself. You can't defend yourself, right? I don't know. No. Where did that stabbing happen? That was Philadelphia, I believe. Was that Philly?
No, New York City.
Was that New York City? Oh, yeah, stabbing was in Brooklyn. That's right. Something else happened in New York City. Oh, a lady got her with hoodlums on motorcycles. A woman with two children got her back window smashed, and when they jumped on her car, got out to confront the guy. He pulls a gun. She doesn't stop. Backs him down.
Good.
Protects her kids. The problem, though, is she
the prosecutor will go after her. Yeah.
The prosecutor will go after her.
Yeah.
This is the problem. If you are living in one of these left-wing cities, you have to get out. You have to get out. You got to leave.
This guy, let's say, if he wanted to defend himself or two nights ago,
he'd be prosecuted.
And took out a gun. Yeah. Yeah, they'd be prosecuted. Right. Now, maybe not because he's been a left-wing Democrat and he's a registered Democrat. So I'm sure that would go a long way into not prosecuting.
Was he gay?
Yeah.
Was he trans? What card did he hold?
I don't know.
He's got to have something because I think the perpetrator was black. Was he not?
It's not. Yes,
it was hard to tell from the video. But
you're saying it's not just good enough to be a Democrat anymore. You got to take it one level higher.
You got to have something. You got to be something else. You got to be an acrobat. You know, lesbian. You know, underwater free diver. I don't know. It's just preposterous. It really the stuff that they come up with.
Another three here in Western New York, Glenn. Three Colombian nationals this week charged with burglarizing Amherst residents.
Oh, sure. Yeah. See, this is the problem, though. You know, the question this morning with Mike Hayflick.
Coming to the suburb near you.
It's coming to the suburb.
Coming to a suburb near you.
You're going to watch very quickly these left-wing folks that have voted Democrat, although I'm not sure their little brains are going to get it. But you're going to find very quickly how we're going to go from an all-loving, open-armed community to, whoa. I mean, even Kathy Hochul's like, don't come. Don't come here.
Yeah.
We're full.
Yeah.
We're full.
Right.
Please.
Right. She won't want him in Clarence.
Open arms, a Statue of Liberty, something along. Welcome everybody, blah, 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 as Joe would say. Which wasn't the truth, by the way. Ellis Island, you had to go through, you know, I've been reading up and really start learning about a lot of the history of our immigration policy.
You had to agree to learn English, sponsored by family.
You had to go through, you know, testing to make sure you weren't sick. If you were sick, if you got off the boat and you exhibited open sickness, you got back on the boat and you were shipped back. Or you were quarantined.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, throughout the turn of the century, we had very strict quotas of countries that we allowed people to come in from. We had countries that were literally blacklisted. We were not allowing certain countries, like African countries, to immigrate, to the United States. Progressives, by the way, liberal progressives at the turn of the 19th century were the ones that put those policies in place. So again, you know, it's amazing how when you look at actual and understand actual history and you see how things really flipped, you know.
Yeah. Two things, by the way, that changed this in a big way, right? Number one was these people did not come in here and get massive amounts of welfare, right?
No.
They went right to work. There was no welfare. They agreed to learn English. They agreed to acclimate into the school systems, right? Number one. Number two, we actually had a criminal justice system back then that actually put criminals in jail, right? So if you came over here and you did something stupid, you were going to jail. You were not getting out on cashless bail. Yep. Welfare wasn't waiting for you on the other side. A very different system than where we are today.
And it could have impacted your entire family. Your family had to vouch for you coming over. We had a family-oriented immigration policy that really stressed. So if you had family over here already, and you were, let's say, in Italy, or you were in France or whatever, and you wanted to immigrate to the United States, you had a much higher probability of being able to get to the United States and meet, get underneath that quota. But from a good chunk from World War, about turn of the century through the Great Depression, we had very little immigration to this country. And it's amazing. Yeah. I look at like my grandparents that came from Italy. I'm surprised they were able to get in. But it came, my grandparents, and then they brought over a few more family members. But most of them were still in Italy. They stayed over there. So just interesting. If you really understand the policy and you understand history, and I wish they would teach more of this on who was responsible for what. But
they're removing all that. Yeah.
Speaking of karma, though, we mentioned karma earlier, and we got to talk about Kevin McCarthy and Carmageddon. I mean, I hope that the Republicans take notice that this is what happens when you cut a deal with the Democrats, because that's what he did, right?
Yeah.
He cut a deal with the Democrats.
Some of them are not getting it still, though. Newt Gingrich, I saw last night. Newt, I love you, man, but he's on Fox. And he goes, I think this is a bad idea. I'm like, this guy is exactly why people like you and I, McCarthy, never give a goddamn penny to the Republican
Party. That's right.
And that's exactly why we don't show up for the benefits anymore. We don't show up.
That's right.
Because it's total. We are $33 trillion in debt with a clock, by the way, that is literally smoking. The thing's smoking.
It's going so fast you can't even see the numbers flip anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a blur. It's just a blur.
That's exactly
joke. It's how bad. You used to be able to see the numbers tick. Like, wow, there's another dollar.
We've got money going over to the Ukraine. Like billions just being handed over to the Ukraine. They're investing the money in cryptocurrency.
Everybody knows.
Using it to defend themselves.
Everybody knows.
And we can't protect our border. Bullshit.
Everybody knows that this is a giant money laundering operation by both Republicans and Democrats. And that's why, this is why Ukraine is so important. You know why Ukraine's so important?
Yeah, because they launder money through it. That's exactly why.
Because people like Mitt Romney's son also sat, or nephew, whatever it was, sat on the
John
board Kerry. Of Burisma.
John Kerry,
right?
Yeah,
all
Mitt
of their
Romney,
kids.
That's right.
Yeah, but Republicans too. Republicans too, right?
Biden, here's what they're doing with Biden, by the way. So they're going to try to get this guy on some shit charges, gun charges, right?
Oh, he's already pleading it down.
So he'll be, like, the worst case scenario, he'll be in house arrest for 30 days in one of his mansions.
Probation, maybe.
So what they'll do is they'll say, look, we're tough on him, just like we were Donald Trump. Yeah. They will not look at any of the goddamn millions and millions of dollars of money laundering that happened, right?
It's sick,
I mean, the fact that this crack addict was extorting millions of dollars from other countries, and the only thing they're going to investigate is, oh, he shouldn't have had a gun or whatever he did. It's such bullshit, it's not even funny.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
Watch and see. He'll walk away with a little slap on his hand,
and
Joe will be father of the year because he supported his son.
Unless we get Trump in or somebody like him, unless we have a non-establishment Republican. Because look at so McCarthy. Everybody in the country is saying, stop funding Ukraine. We are going to hell in a hand. We cannot afford this. We have our own people overdosing on drugs in the streets. I mean, look at the streets of Philadelphia. I mean,
they're crap. The cities are crap.
Maybe collect some of these people and put them into an institution. Get them some help. I mean,
some of these folks,
maybe 1% of them can make it. If you save just one person, maybe that's worth it. But to leave them on the streets while you're studying. Ukraine is not the Boy Scouts. That's what drives me nuts, Mike. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. For God's sakes, in Canada, they're applauding a Ukrainian German SS troop for fighting the Russians without any comprehension of the fact that, this was World War II. The Russians were our allies, you idiots. Just like the Japanese were our enemies, and they're now our allies. Things change.
Guy was running a Nazi concentration camp.
For God's sakes.
They're cheering him on.
Lunacy. But the fact of the matter is, with Ukraine, I mean, McCarthy promised us, right? This is the problem with the Republicans. McCarthy says one thing, and then he doesn't. You said you would, not pass these ridiculous budgets, cut back on the, do what you can, stop funding Ukraine. You know, the only people out there like Rand Paul going, I'm not passing this, right?
And you
got Democrats pulling a fire alarms, which, you know, that was a you know, you stopped democracy. I'm literally shaking. I was so upset with. I mean, but it's crazy.
By the way, shouldn't he be in jail?
He should be in jail.
I think that's a felony.
It's a felony. Absolutely. If you're that dumb that you thought it was a.
You shouldn't be there.
Wow, right?
You shouldn't be there.
Holy smokes, you shouldn't be there. But you said, McCarthy, that you would not, you said you would rein in the spending and rein in Ukraine. What did you do? You went across the aisle because the Republicans are so afraid of shutting down the government because they know that the American people will realize that we don't need you clowns. How many times have we done that? Every time.
Every time we shut down the government, the joke is the non-essential people aren't going to work.
Right.
They get paid, by the way, back
anyways,
paid. So every one of them is like, hey, give me the 5 weeks off. You know you're going to pay me anyways.
I love how they say, we can't pay our military and border. I got to be honest with you. The military and the border know they're going to get back pay, and they don't care. They don't want their kids to have to pay this garbage off for the rest of their lives either, okay?
Yeah.
So guess what? Shut it down if that's what it takes. But you know what? McCarthy didn't shut it down. He cut a deal with the Democrats. Democrats, right? Because we got to be just 45 more days. Great, McCarthy. You cut a deal with the Democrats. What did the Democrats do? They turned around while you walked back smiling. They stabbed you right in the back, didn't they? And you just lost your speakership. First time in history. You made history, Kevin. Nice job, buddy. You made history. First speaker ever in American history to be ousted. Yep. That's how lousy of a job. And I got to be honest.
Cuts a deal with them. Cuts a deal with them. And every single one of them says out.
Out. Cuts a deal with the Democrats. And they just kicked you right in the face, you moron.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you can expect when you cut deals with Democrats. So guess what? You need to make peace with the six Republicans that are ultra-conservative. Then you make peace with the six Republicans that are ultra-conservative. Because guess what? AOC and the hard left is wagging the tail of the Democrats. The hard right should be wagging the tail of the Republican Party at this point, and maybe we can find some middle ground. But I haven't met a single person in this country that's got one brain cell that says, please send more of my money to Ukraine while people in this country are struggling to pay their bills.
And we need to shift. And people say, oh, you guys are radical right. Well, I'll tell you this.
Sure we are.
I am more radical right at this point because the country's going bankrupt. The world is going bankrupt. America needed to lead us out of this crisis, which means we need to be responsible with our money, right? We need to go back to a balanced budget. We've got so much bloated crap in these budgets.
Yep.
And the Republicans are the one in charge of the
checkbook. Forget the balanced budget.
You got to lower the spending.
Because you can always have a balanced budget.
Somebody comes into our office and says, yeah, well, it's always balanced.
That's right.
Yeah.
Whether you're
borrowing it or not.
That's right.
Yeah,
you have to lower the overall federal spending.
The accounting is all set, right? It's like one for one.
Right.
It's like, well, how did we get that money? Did we earn it?
Right.
Or did we borrow?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly
So lots of people, lots of families are balanced budgets, right?
Sure.
But they may own $1 million on a house when they should have only bought a house for $200,000. And they're stretching every month, credit card, and shifting stuff to be able to pay that stuff back. It's balanced.
It's balanced. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So Milton Friedman said it's all about you have to focus on the spending. Forget about the balance or not. Is you focus
and
on the total
so
government
much...
spending and it's out that is out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've said this before. This is so easy. If you really care about Ukraine, which they don't, they're laundering money through
it.
We already have seen money go to the Bidens, right? If they really cared about it, we would win the war by being energy independent. And we could do that by creating really great jobs in America. We can get these oil companies for you environmental folks. If we went to ExxonMobil and said, we're going to let you drill, but we're asking you to plant some trees, they'd say, no problem. It's a win-win for both, right? We could very easily create thousands and thousands of great paying jobs. We could be energy independent. We could be selling that fuel to Europe. It would bankrupt Russia, and that stuff would be over
in a week. Instead, we're doing the opposite. Joe just announced no more federal permits, no more drilling. We're taking this off.
And guess what they're doing? The same. They're going to say, OPEC said, you know what? We're going to reduce the supply. You know why? Because the prices are going to go up. Russia's making a crap load of money.
Yep.
A ton of money.
And
hey, Europe, what do you want? What, 10 bucks a gallon? No problem.
Well,
look,
California.
12 bucks a gallon?
Europe.
Yeah.
California's at 7, 8 bucks a gallon.
Same thing.
You've got basketball players making millions of dollars making TikTok videos lamenting the fact that they're spending $150 to put 20 gallons in their car. It's starting to hit the wealthy at this point. That's how bad it is. What if you're not wealthy? We'll just go buy an electric car, Glenn. We should all have electric cars. Well, that's great.
Plug it in on Monday.
That's right. How about those brownouts, right? You can't water your lawn.
Sorry about that.
Oh, but my bad.
You work
the night shift and you need to plug it in during the day. Well, that's not going to work, right?
Yeah, it is. And you work the night shift. I'm sorry, you can't drive in. Now, LeBron, he's got an escort anyway. So if his seventh or eighth car is in charge, it's really not that big of a deal, right?
Unreal.
It's sad. It's really sad. I'm hoping you see like a Byron Donald or somebody replace McCarthy.
I hope so.
You know, somebody who's. By the way, I'd love to see him pick
Trump and have everyone's head just explode. He would get the votes, but that would be so funny.
He wouldn't get the vote. I think a Byron Donald
would
great.
Though. And, he'd be great.
And he's bright. He's articulate. He comes across as being somebody who's going to be able to negotiate. And I do think it matters. You know, that was one of the other questions Mike asked me. more of those. Do you think it matters? Leadership always matters. You know, well, it's never going to be perfect.
That's right.
It's to me, whether you're in government or whether you're running a business, there are things out of your control, whether it's the stock market or the bond market or widget prices or whatever it is. But skill set and leadership absolutely does matter. And especially in that, he's the third most powerful person in the in government. And somebody needs to be there, because the other two in front of him are brain dead and half brain dead.
Very much
and I'm not
so.
Telling you which one's which, right? That's
Well, the Republican Party has had just a series of horrible speakers, from John Boehner to Paul Ryan to Kevin McCarthy. I mean, for God's sakes.
Empty suits,
establishment Republicans, and nobody wants these people anymore. You guys are useless. That's the I mean, get out. Like, go away. Yeah. Like, it's time for a, you know, you guys are all Democrat light now. I can't even tell the difference between half these folks. When you look at their votes, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
the argument used to be years ago that the Democrats were Republican light, right? Because most of them were actually 100. I mean, when you listen
hard
to the
on
old
crime,
school,
you know, tough on the border, you know,
all of them, all of them. Feinstein, you can find videos of her being tough on crime, being tough on the border. The same thing is true with Joe Biden. Joe Biden was extremely tough on crime, especially drug crime. He wasn't putting up with any of it.
The crack. He was all about that. He authored the bill. Yeah, I mean, he authored the three-strike bill. That put a lot of incarcerated a lot of people, right? They lowered black unemployment in the 90s by literally incarcerating people so they could no longer look for jobs. That's the truth. I mean, in the 80s
tough
and 90s, the crack
tough
laws and everything else were if you want to talk
tough
about discriminatory
crime.
Laws, that was
tough
those were
crime.
Absolutely discriminatory. But anyway.
But by the way, they weren't making any money back then. Did you notice that? Like, the politicians weren't walking away with $50
million. Hundreds of millions. I mean, Feinstein, she might be worth $1 billion they're starting to figure out. How does that even
really?
That's what
I had her at $90 million. I had her at $90 million.
Oh, she's over that now. They're starting to. She had a jet worth $60 million, Mike. That was part of her. That's part of her estate. So they'll probably do the best they can to seal this estate because they don't want these records out there.
Oh no!
But
well,
doesn't
matter.
You don't have a Chinese spy driving you around for 25 years without gold bars, and you know people like Menendez just got busted. They're all doing it, folks. They're all doing it, right? I'm sure they've got diamonds and safety deposit boxes in Switzerland and all kinds of places.
These
are not good people, right?
$90 million is crazy. For a salary that she makes, $90 million is out of control.
She had two $330 million estates, one in Lake Tahoe and the other one
Sixty.
I mean, that's 60 right there. 90, my ass. There's no way she's worth $200-$400 million all day long, just on the assets that they've listed already. They'll seal that down. You don't even know about bank accounts, investments, offshore. It doesn't matter. No, none of it matters.
I mean, where are folks going to hear about it besides here?
Menendez has got gold bars. He's not convicted yet.
That should be a national story. That should be the story this week.
Bob,
the story should be, look at her goddamn estate and the money she made.
We should
figure
all be sick about it. Everybody, everyone who pays tax should be sick about it. You look at Bob Menendez. He was busted 10 years ago for sex trafficking, Mike. And he got away with it. Sex trafficking, Bob Menendez, okay? Now he's busted with gold bars. You think he's going to get off on this? Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Let's play a video. By the way, you mentioned sex trafficking. This is where we are with the Democrats in the state of California. By the way. Bring it up.
Well, the one guy's a flat-out
predator. I can tell you it was a complete shock to many of the people who support this bill. And those who were there this morning, they could not contain their outrage.
Cowards.
The California Assembly Committee on Public Safety.
Horrible.
Just blocked a bill that could have made sex trafficking of minors a serious felony, a crime eligible for penalties under California's three strikes law.
Nope.
Today, they blocked our children from being saved.
Could you imagine?
Odessa Perkins is a human trafficking survivor.
Wow. So go to California.
Could you imagine that?
I mean, California basically might as well put up the flag and say, come on in, sex traffickers.
What could possibly be wrong with anybody's brain to not put those people away forever?
Now, flip this, Mike. In Florida, there's a bill going through the Senate. I think it just passed the Senate will apply the death penalty for sex crimes against children.
Good.
So you want to talk about a tale of two worlds. California blocking making it
welcoming
a serious
them.
Crime for sex crimes or sex exploitation or sex trafficking in children. Florida adding the death penalty. We will put
love
you
that.
To death in Florida.
Love it. Love it.
I mean,
love it. Love it.
I got to be honest, though. Like, as a Democrat, like, do they just not know? Like, I know Democrats. I just want to ask them. Like, I want to take all these things and be like, listen to our podcast for a month and then come back to me and tell me that I'm crazy. Seriously.
Right. Right.
I'm serious.
Right.
You listen to my podcast and come back to me and tell me that's good.
To your point, people do not get involved. I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, what do you think about Chrissy Casilla? I said, well, I think she's doing it. I mean, yeah, she's a mom. She's run a household. She's run a business, right? Yep. And she said, well, geez, she goes, she seems a little crazy. I said, well, where did you get that? She goes, well, I saw Mark Poloncarz's ad. Okay. Well, do you think Mark Poloncarz is going to?
Well, like, did did you see the police report where Mark Poloncarz assaulted a woman?
I mean, what is
the matter with you people? Are you brain dead?
For once,
the media did a great job on actually covering that. It was all over 247 Buffalo
Still,
News. You guys were all on it. You could not have missed it. At this point, if you live in Western New York and you have eyes and ears, you should know that Mark Poloncarz assaulted a woman, basically, to the point where she felt it necessary to file a police report. And he can laugh it off as, oh, it was a bad breakup. You know what? Everyone's had breakups. Have you had a police report against you, Mike, for a breakup?
No.
Breakups do not involve. If a breakup involves a police report, something went wildly wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Like, after by the way, you're anti-gun, but then you're threatening a process server.
Right.
Who is a lady? I mean,
this isn't a
7-foot man that showed up at your house, Mark.
No.
I know the process server because we're the ones that served you.
Right.
She's about 4'11".
Right.
Not very intimidating.
That's right.
Not very intimidating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now if Robbie from the gym shows up, I get it. Right. You know, guy.
Yeah, a little nervous.
He looks scary. You're at your back door. But come on.
Yeah.
And honestly, of course, you know these people too. Anyway, so the fact is that Mark has a pattern when he's under stress and the tough gets tough. Right. When things get rough, he attacks women. There's no question. Well, Hannah Buehler, who by the way just retired from I think Channel 7. To take care of her kids, and God bless her. You know, no better job in the world, and no more important job in the world than being a mother. But
yeah, that's
she
sad,
won't
though.
Be
we
missed.
Needed Hannah.
We needed Hannah, right?
She was one of like three. Channel 2's a little bit moderate. There's a few folks in Channel 2, in McKinley and stuff, but Hannah was
McKinley.
One of like,
he's
she was the only one
in
Channel 7, that's for sure.
Mark, I didn't really even know you liked pork chops. He's got the best smart
ass sense
of humor on TV.
He didn't get any more interviews after that. That was it.
No.
That was it. Never invited again.
That's great, Dave.
Speaking of Florida, by the way, Florida Surgeon General says the new COVID vaccine push is anti-human.
It is.
And the new COVID vaccine is, they're wiping it out in the state of Florida, which is the right thing to do. It's funny because Mike Hafe, like this morning, he said, you know, in the beginning, and still to this day, many of us are, you do you. You get your vaccine if you want to.
Sure.
And we're not anti-vaccine. Well, I can tell you, I am now anti-vaccine. I've looked at the numbers. I've met with so many families over the last 2 years. I have met with zero families. And we've got thousands of clients that walk through the door here in Buffalo, New York. Not one family did I meet that said, I lost a relative to COVID. I've met a bunch of people that have said, I lost a family member to the booster shot. And I'm done. So I will tell people straight out, please do not put that stuff in your system.
Well, we know it causes they have now admitted that it causes myocarditis. And for those that say
100% more likely,
it's 1,400%
more likely.
It's just a little myocarditis. Just so you know, you have a 50% probability of death in 5 years if you are diagnosed with myocarditis. So you just wait over the next 2 to 5 years. You're starting to see it now. This is just a beginning. But let's just say, just for example, for shits and giggles, let's just go through some numbers for a second. Let's say 100 million Americans were vaccinated, okay? Mm-hmm. 100 million Americans vaccinated. Say, wow, we lost 1 million people to blah, blah, blah. Shut up. 100 million people vaccinated, right? Of those, let's say that, 1% of those people get myocarditis, okay? That is 1 million people, right?
Yep.
Half of those will die over the next 5 years. 500,000 people, hundreds of thousands, which arguably is more than COVID killed, because again, remember, of the million people that died of COVID, many of them were 30 days after they had COVID and they got in a car accident. One guy in Florida was a head-on motorcycle accident with a semi truck, obviously. But they tested him at the hospital, and guess what?
Most of them had comorbidities. I mean, you die. So, in fact,
honestly, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's like 90%.
Yeah, we had a doctor on that said, you die, Mike, usually you die of at least 11 things. That's right. Just what this doctor told me. So what do you mean? He said, well, if you've got cancer, right? So let's say you've got cancer and you're in your final 30 days. Oftentimes, it's not the cancer that finally kills you. It's the flu or something because right. your immune system is so weak, right? So when they're putting down COVID, it's because, yes, they did get COVID in the final 3 days, but the pancreatic cancer is what actually killed them. Now, when you look at the death certificate, it says COVID because they attached a money train.
They got
to
COVID
it.
In the hospital most of the time. Like, oftentimes, right? They went to the hospital for pancreatic cancer, and that's where they picked up the COVID.
But should have been listed 100% as pancreatic 100%. Cancer, not anything to do with COVID.
Yes.
And they've taken every single one of them. You have a very difficult. It was a very, very. And I'm not saying nobody didn't die COVID. I know in the beginning there were a few people got hit, and I know that. But it was a very small percentage of the actual COVID deaths. Very small percentage.
But going back to, I think it, you know, if you are at 1%. Of shots that are going to get myocarditis, and that's 100 million people. You know, you've got that's a million people that are going to have myocarditis, of which 500,000 of them, 50% based on stats, will be dead within 5 years. And you're seeing that. And you can say, oh, it was the timing of the hit. Okay, well, what's the Pegula answer then? Was she also hit just perfectly timed running down the field with a football? No. Of course she wasn't. No. So, you can take DeMar Hamlin. 50, and maybe
53,
that's true.
By the way.
Maybe with DeMar Hamlin, maybe that was just a fluke that he did get hit at the right time. But that would be – so how do you explain the other 999 sports athletes around the world that have fallen over from soccer and tennis and newscasters and everything else?
How about LeBron James' son? You want to talk about some good DNA?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, you want to talk – the number one reason,
by the
way, people die.
Heart defect, did they say?
Had a heart attack.
Had a heart attack.
Kid's 19 years old.
But they said a heart defect. What kind of defect specifically? They didn't say.
Right.
Yeah. Was it myocarditis as a defect? This is the problem.
They know exactly what was going on.
That's right. Yep. Myocarditis is fluid gathering around your heart. And what happens is it makes it more difficult for your heart to beat, right? That's why, you have a heart attack. Your heart seizes. It can't pump what you need, sadly, we lost a client to that. They killed him. I'm telling you, Buffalo General Hospital, and I wish I knew the doctor's name because I'd be proudly saying it on the air and shaming the shit out of this guy because he shouldn't be practicing medicine. He killed our client because our client had myocarditis. He knew exactly what he needed. They just needed to drain the fluid. He was scheduled for that procedure. He begged them to do it. He calls me on Thursday. This is a guy I talk to every single week. One of my greatest guy in the world. He calls me and says, move everything to discretionary because I don't know. They're moving me to ICU, and I don't know if they're going to do the procedure I need to have done. They tested him as protocol the Thursday before the procedure is supposed to be done on Friday. Oh, he's got COVID. No symptoms, but now they have to follow COVID protocol. And they moved him up to the ICU. They delayed the procedure, and he's begging them, I'm going to die without this procedure. He died on Sunday. He only made it 4 days. How would you like that, Mike? How would you feel as you're the family or you're the patient? You're in the hospital. You know that a very simple life-saving procedure of sticking a needle in my chest and draining the fluid is going to save me. You are basically drowning of oxygen.
They won't do it because he's got a flu that zero symptoms.
That's right. He cannot breathe because his heart is not pumping enough blood to his body.
Disgusting.
They're putting him on oxygen because that's the protocol. That doesn't help, you morons. And in the hospital, you idiots should know this. But they didn't care because if they didn't follow the COVID protocol. When we talked about 9 years, 20 years ago, whatever it was, now, when we talked about 12 years ago when they passed Obamacare, that the last thing when the smartest people in the room said, oh my God, the real danger of Obamacare is not the cost. That's not going to be the issue. It's going to be the destruction of healthcare because bureaucrats will make the decisions that the doctors should be making with their patients. Mm. And what happened? The bureaucrats in Albany, Dr. Fauci in Washington, the bureaucrats in government made the decisions that were completely wrong, that the doctors, for fear of losing their licenses under threat of termination, were forced to follow. How do you look in the mirror, though? I got to be honest. As a doctor, you're that doctor that doesn't treat my client.
Yeah.
How do you not resign? I would resign, to be honest with you.
Add on to that, they've already whacked out a bunch of the doctors and nurses that refused to get the jab.
The smart ones.
Right?
The ones that knew better.
Refused to get the jab.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Just sickening what they've done.
I'm going
to
end on some good news here. Kathy Hochul announces 18,000 jobs are available for asylum seekers.
Nice. What are those jobs? I didn't have a chance to look. What are those jobs? Do we know?
I don't know.
Did she list them?
To know the
Yeah, you know what I was thinking over the weekend is this is great, 18,000 jobs, but 21% of the state is on welfare. I'm just wondering why she couldn't find those jobs the week before for some of those welfare recipients.
But what I was like, but with those jobs, I saw the article. Were those jobs actually listed in the article? Did they list that off at all? It's like, here's jobs, construction, plumbing, and the landscaping. Probably, or what are we talking about?
Probably the Tesla plant that we paid $1 billion for. Because remember, they needed to meet that quota, Glenn, of maybe 40,000 jobs or something, and it was they were gonna put millions back into the coffer, which never happened. I was talking to somebody the other day. They were saying some small local company, startup company, got a grant from Erie County, and they said to me, she said, yeah, well, they got to do, they got to add on like 300 jobs in the next. If they don't, they got to pay back millions of dollars. I started laughing. I'm like, you know, they never. What happens is they go bankrupt, right? There's nobody to pay it
it's
back.
It's a subsidiary shell company anyways, you morons, I'm sure.
And even when they make it, that's exactly right. They shift it to, and a very smart lady, she didn't know. She's like, you know, I said that they never pay that back. Even when they make it, to your point, that gets put over to a separate shell company. The old company goes back and they screw everybody. They just go bankrupt and there's no money there. Yep. So done. Bye-bye.
Two of the quick things before we go, Mike. This is great. Mm-hmm. Some of the left is finally catching on. Robert De Niro now thinks that something might be going on with the COVID vax. These guys are special kinds of stupid. And I like him as an actor, but seriously, dude, you were out there saying, fuck Trump. You're an idiot. Yeah. I mean, you've become a deranged moron. And the best part is he has his home broken into. And the woman that broke in goes, well, listen, what's the problem? I didn't murder anybody. Like, come on. What she said. She goes, well, it's not like I murdered somebody. Like, what's the big deal here? He's got money. Insurance will cover it. Like, I didn't, you know, come on.
I would absolutely agree. What is the problem? What's the problem, Robert? I mean, let's play the video from Robert. That's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Take it out, but I'm not 100% sure that was the right thing to do ultimately.
Oh, now you're
next
not sure.
Next time I'll know, hopefully more clearly about
now you're not sure. You know what's funny?
When is he
going to
know more clearly? As time went, how much more time
now he's not sure. Now he's not really sure about the vaccine.
Wait, what did he say,
what's funny is,
what did he say about time?
Remember, guys like you and I were so radical. We were going to kill the world. By telling people you should really sort of think this thing through, right? But now he's like, you know what? I'm not sure it was right. No, you weren't right, you moron. You weren't.
Thing is they were...
When presented with a situation like this.
The funniest thing is they were like, well, you should be bagging groceries on the front lines like the brave ones. Yeah. Front lines? What are we talking about here? Am I digging a trench? Are you issuing me a rifle? I mean, they're bagging groceries. They're 17-year-old kids that have zero chance of you know...
Zero. Getting sick.
Zero
chance of getting sick. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There's
something definitely there.
Oh, something definitely there.
And there is something going on with the CDC, the pharmaceutical industry.
People should read the reviews of the film because there are things in the film that put aside the point that you're making.
They're making a film about it. Now I got it, piece of shit, De Niro. You're a piece of shit. You're a total piece of garbage. Watch and see. Now he's going to do a film on how bad this was, and he'll put $100 million in his pocket. Watch and see.
Yep. After chastising everybody else. Here's one more last thing on a positive. It's a positive and a negative. For those, again, we talk about smaller government, and this is where we talk about we have to cut the size of the federal government. Why? Because, number one, it's way too big. But the second reason is they're freaking incompetent, man. Our federal government wastes more money on useless bureaucrats, all those, you know, unnecessary, what do they call them? Not unnecessary. What do they call them, Mike?
Non-essential.
Non-essential employees should be permanently laid off. If you are
non-essential. We got a lot of them, right?
In our office.
Yeah. We hire all the time. We try to hire non-essential people.
Yeah, because why not, right?
Yeah.
So this is if this doesn't say that the private, we should be looking at every facet of government and which pieces can we turn back to the private sector. SpaceX. Is Elon Musk tweets, is tracking to deliver 1,600 tons of payload to orbit this year. The entire rest of the world will deliver about 400 tons, most of which will be delivered by China. The Falcon 9 launches 22 Starlink satellites into orbit from Florida. I mean, honestly, we did nothing from the 1970s with our, you know, we went into the 80s, we had a shuttle blow up, and then we basically shut down or more or less our NASA program has not, really our NASA program has not advanced much up until Elon since the moon landing. right? Yeah. I mean, we put some shuttles up, yeah. We had some disasters, yeah. But we didn't really put some satellites in orbit. But the reality of it is the landing of the moon in 1969, from at that point, we basically went sideways, right? Because the federal bureaucracy exploded, and especially under Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter responsible for a lot of this stuff, right? So getting back to your point earlier, we'll end on this. You know, talking about leadership in Congress, right? I would love to have a leader, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago on the radio and the podcast, you know, where you could actually potentially go to the Democrats and say, okay, you guys want student loan forgiveness, right? Oh, yes, absolutely. We want to live up for our constituents. Okay, deal.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll get rid of the
deal.
Department of Education.
But if we do that, we can't fund the Department of Education, so we're going to have to shut that down. Is that cool?
Right. Well, you got to your point, you got to think big, right?
Big.
Okay. You want to give $8 more billion to the Ukraine. Okay.
Where are you getting
we'll
it
do
from?
That, right?
What are we shutting down?
But here's the deal. That's right. What are we shutting down, number one? Number two, we want the wall completed within the next 2 years because we have the resources to be able to
do
that. Okay. You want to do that? If you don't want to do that, you know what? The non-essential workers, you stay at home forever.
That's right.
You stay at home forever.
So Matt Gaetz has the right idea.
When you think of, to your point about talent, though, and you know, leadership matters, all that stuff, you know, there was a Pentagon official this week that was charged with running a gruesome dog ring, right? Dog fighting ring. We have Department of Energy who was stealing purses. He's a man.
Right.
He's got man body
clothes.
Parts.
Not purses. He's stealing luggage and stealing ladies' luggage so he can dress up in their clothing.
Right.
And then he's
showing up
in their clothes.
Right. Right. Clearly not
deranged.
At all qualified for that position, only there because he's a man with man body parts dressed like a woman.
Right.
That was it.
Yep.
Right. That's the deal now.
Yep.
Same thing. Dianne Feinstein, they replaced her with a black lesbian
circus back
flipper artist or something.
Yeah, trapeze
artist. That's what the qualification was. It wasn't you're the best for the job. Are you an LGB 1747 queen? Oh yeah. Then you're in.
Can we find a...
This is the people. Could you imagine? I mean, the Pentagon official charged with running a gruesome dogfight.
I will say this:
if you're sick enough to run a dogfighting ring, I can identify that. Like, you walk into our office, I know there's probably an issue with you.
I tell you what,
and guess what?
Yep.
There's a lot more people that we could find to work at the Pentagon than this scumbag.
Mike, the FBI is dressing up as a Patriot Front and marching down the streets to try to set up the right wing. We have lost our intelligence community. They are they are against the American people, quite honestly. And I've said this many times. Are there some good people in there? I'm sure there are. But sadly, a fish rots from the head down. And this is the kind of people that you attract. This guy is not alone. This one disgusting human being is just the tip of the iceberg of a lot of disgusting human beings. You want to talk about disgusting human being? Is knowing that Jeffrey Epstein is sex trafficking minor girls and not doing anything about it. You know, disgusting human behavior is giving him a slap on the wrist the first time he got busted for child sex trafficking. Right?
With a
very friendly federal prosecutor that letter that just slapped him on the wrist, where he got to show up to sleep in jail every now and again, but who had his complete freedom. You know, that's disgusting. That is
follow it up, though,
DOJ, FBI, CIA, Pentagon, you name it. I think they all need to be wiped out, and we need to start
Hollywood.
Fresh.
And don't forget about Hollywood. And this week, Hollywood in California said, look, there's no reason to prosecute people that molest children. That shouldn't
crazy.
Be a felony. That's ridiculous. I mean, to think about how freaking crazy that
they're
is.
Doing,
I mean, if you're just just disgusting.
They're doing everything they can in California to make it illegal to even question your kids if they want to have gender. If your kid says, I want to cut off my breasts, and you say, whoa, you're 11 years old, you don't even have breasts. Yeah, they say, well, I want to take hormone blockers, so I don't. Then if you deny that, what California is trying to pass is they want your child to be able to go to the state and say my parents are not affirming my gender and then you can become a ward of the state and the state will butcher it. And now as
Unreal.
A parent, God forbid, now you got to fight the state to try to get your child back. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're listening and you're in California, you got to get out. If you're living in Philadelphia, if you have the means, if there's sacrifices that have to be made, if you need to go find a new job, if you need to start your life over, I'm saying you just need to do it. I mean, at this point, your safety and that of your children is at risk. If you're a single guy and you're 25 years old and you want to brave it on the streets of New York, God love you because but we need you to try to fix these places, seriously.
That's right.
If you're not,
that's the problem.
If you're a single mother, if you're a family, if you've got children, I mean, please do whatever you can to get out of these liberal-run places because it's going to get a lot worse. They're filling these places with hard,
hard criminals that we don't even comprehend. The evil, yeah. I've talked about this one case in Long Island for many, many years. This has been going on for years. The MS-13 gang members in a Long Island school butchered a 16-year-old girl and her friend with machetes just because. That's the kind of evil that we are importing into our country by allowing them to walk over the border, folks. And yeah. those folks are going to major cities. They're not going to Alden, thankfully, yet.
Add that to a piece of crap left-wing judges like one Trump got this week.
My God.
Did you see, by the way?
The Trump judge says, disgusting.
Yeah, look at the jury doesn't really matter.
Wow.
But they've already, by the way, figured out that about 80% of Letitia James' case is like, it's too late.
It's garbage.
Garbage.
This guy's
right?
laughing on the
right
stand
the
going,
bat.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. This guy needs to be
the power
removed.
Anyways. Even if, even if the jury comes back and you know, really doesn't prosecute him, I can do like that. That is beyond unconstitutional.
It's a speedy process and a jury of your peers. That's in the first 10.
Not with these left-wing radicals, and they are in the law schools, they are the judges,
that's right.
They are the prosecutors,
we're screwed.
And they are infested in many of these New York and California and these states, right? Just gross. All right, on that, hey, by the way, if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS, don't forget about our website, thefinancialguys.com, and our app. Make sure you download our Financial Guys app. Am I missing anything?
The app is great because you get the update. So when I forgot about the morning mics this morning, I got the quick update. Hey, we're going live at 8:15. I was able to watch you and Mike, and it was awesome.
Yep.
And you can you can listen to our podcast. You can listen to our radio shows live. It feeds right through the link, so no more fumbling around with some of these apps because they change them all the time. You can go right to our app, hit the radio show on a Saturday. You can listen to us right through there. It's really, really cool. Not to mention all the replays. So go to any of the App Store, Google Android Store. You can download the Financial Guys app, and if you want more information on all the different things that we do, media-wise, you can go to thefinancialguysmedia.com also and find all our social media links and stuff like that.
All right. We'll see you Saturday, and don't forget about all the other podcasts as well throughout the week. So financialguys.com. One last plug. Take care.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.